This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. Delighted to be speaking with Bill Manning of High Desert Farms. High Desert Farms is one of four winners of the Telluride Foundation's newest initiative, Telluride Venture Accelerator. Bill Manning is in town now, meeting with coaches and entrepreneurs towards furthering his business model, which is 6350 Natural Food Snacks. Bill, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Susan.
So is farming in your genetic stew, or did you become interested in earning a living from the earth later on in your life?
You know, actually, it's probably in that early growing up experience, being exposed on my father's side. My grandfather was a farmer, and a number of the family relatives still had farms up in the Thumb area of Michigan. And on my mother's side, it was more gardening and really showcase level of growing flowers. And I just was clearly influenced by that and looped back to it later in life to get involved in farming on my own.
Wonderful. Thank you. You attended the University of Michigan in the mid-1960s, earning an advanced degree as a naturalist and natural resource manager. That was a mouthful. Would you translate your specialty into plain speak?
Oh, I always thought of it as an interest, a deep abiding interest in human ecology. And for me, the particular focus was trying to better understand why we do what we do to each other and the planet, and trying to find ways to bring some solutions and healing to some of the problems that emerge at all levels.
Okay. High Desert Farms is a wonderful story, but as you pursue your business plan towards an environmentally and economically sustainable specialty food business, what do you see as your greatest challenge? Is it the Goliaths and their marketing muscle, the distribution channels? What are those challenges?
Well, in our region, for a number of years now, we've seen the development of a wide array of artisanal food products and small-scale farm operations. And they certainly fit into the rhythm of the communities in the area here. But the challenge is to try to break out of those feel-good levels of business operations and go to the next level and really develop a business that can have a significant impact both at the community level and be sustainable over time. And so really, because of our low population in this area, it's a challenge to get the visibility that we need to get our business model and project in front of potential investors.
Okay, thank you very much. So does that come down, just to clarify, does that come down, in your view, as more of a marketing problem than a distribution problem, or is it both?
Well, inevitably, it will encompass all of those issues and a host of others, but it's sort of looking at it as one thing at a time and trying to find a way to, by raising our visibility and in getting a chance to show people what we're trying to do, connecting the supply chain of a multitude of different growers in our on the Colorado Plateau here and in our region to making use of products that can be transformed into something shelf-stable and then marketing that in a wider focus, but largely staying centered, again, on our region in terms of how we see going to market with the products.
Thank you again. How did you learn about Telluride Venture Accelerator, and what did you hope to gain by applying, and what do you hope to gain by being involved?
You know, a lot of a small community life is the interacting with others, the networking that goes on seemingly all the time. And one person happened to mention having heard about the Telluride Venture Accelerator program and thought it might be a fit and of interest to us. So when I started to look into it, I said, wow, this could be very worthwhile. And so I began to follow the application process through. And my hope was really again, to use it as a vehicle to heighten our visibility and the project that we had in mind and get a chance to interact with a wider network of people that happen to come through Telluride and be associated with a project like this.
So how has the experience of living and working and developing High Desert Farms and the snack food product in Telluride been so far?
Well, it's been really delightful. I'm really impressed with the effort that the people who've organized this first year of the Telluride Venture Accelerator have, the effort that's been put into the project and the program to really make it as meaningful and useful as possible to those of us who've been selected. It's just a tremendous opportunity, and we are constantly feeling supported and encouraged and nurtured to help us move our business models forward. And it's been fun meeting both the broad network of advisors associated with the program, and then the equally so the other people who've been selected to be part of the project, the other businesses. We span a very wide spectrum of different business interests, but we're equally committed to what we're the business that we're trying to move to that next evolutionary stage, and we're having fun getting to know each other.
Wonderful. In a perfect world, what would your new business take away from Telluride Venture Accelerator and Telluride itself at the end of your six-month stay?
Well, certainly one of our goals is to put together the funding that we need for this phase of our business operation. But really, in the long run, the greatest value will probably be the networking connections that we form both within the industry, that space that we're focused on, but then just the kind of people that we meet that we would like to stay connected with over a long period of time. I think to build a sustainable business in today's economy, we need to feel a broad range of people that we stay linked to, that can teach us new things and help us along at critical junctures. And so I'm very excited about those long-term prospects as we move through the TVA project.
Beautifully said. We'll be speaking again in a couple of months to find out really how it's gone after an even more dedicated period of time. But for now, this has been Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Bill Manning, founder of High Desert Farms and 6350 Natural Food Snacks. Bill, thanks for taking the time to join me.
Well, thank you, Susan. I greatly appreciate your interest and enjoyed talking with you this morning.
Likewise.